Morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, and she joins us every Thursday to preview what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, how are you doing? It's beautiful outside. A little bit cool, but really wonderful.
I'll take
sunny,
crisp.
Beautiful.
Crisp is nice. It lets me wear my sweater and my jeans and be happy about life. You got a cool story about a junior firefighter doing something to benefit other firefighters, right?
That's right. His name is Joseph Lindley. He is a junior at Gulf Breeze High School. He's in the healthcare academy there, and he plans to grow up and become a neurosurgeon. And he's already a junior firefighter and very busy in a lot of things he does. And he was putting together a kit for a competition with the healthcare academy where he was going to compile all of these different medical supplies so that in case of an emergency, you know, it could be the difference between life and death. And he said, you know, when he was doing that, he realized, this would be wonderful if all of the firefighters in the department had one of these at the ready. Anytime they're on the road, they see somebody who needs help, they've got the kit right there for them. And so he is going to different areas trying to collect money to create these, about 20 of these kits.
Oh, neat.
And it's really a great idea for pretty much everyone to have, you know, a first aid kit. These, of course, are a little bit more involved than a regular first aid kit,
right?
But these could literally save life. And if you happen to be stopped and one of these Gulf Breeze firefighters who's off duty stops, you could probably make it through whatever calamity
is
happening.
I love it. I love the idea of the, you know, giving them the off-duty ability to do what they do on duty, at least to a limited degree. Sounds like a great Eagle Scout project, frankly. I love the idea.
Not an Eagle Scout. That's the same thing, but it would be a great Eagle Scout project, if any of you are listening.
You also have a story about Midway Fire Department wanting to help people be safer from fires, right?
Yes, here we go. Another fire department story, but this one is about Midway Fire, which is down in the Midway area. And they are designating three different zones, and they're going to be knocking on doors, leaving door hangers, trying to, first of all, make sure people have working smoke alarms and up to the current code, which does include a smoke alarm in each bedroom. And so on April 20th, if you get this door hanger, call them. They'll come back to your house. They will install smoke alarms completely free and take care of it, making sure that your home is protected from fire. And this is just a proactive way to keep people safe. And it's all free, which is a wonderful outreach for people. But it's not everywhere. It's only three zones. I'm not sure what those zones are, but we'll let you know. And if you get a door hanger, please call them and let them know that you want to participate.
Absolutely. The city's awarded a contract for the wastewater treatment facility upgrade?
Yes, this has been something we have been covering for, oh my gosh.
Seems like as long as I've lived here for 10 years, we've been talking about this, yeah.
Right. I think it was 2017, actually, when they were told that the wastewater treatment facility was nearing capacity, that they were going to have to get it done. And I think they were supposed to have it done by 2021, but then, of course, the bridge was out. We had COVID. They ended up, wondering, you know, what was going to happen, so they delayed it. Now, of course, things are back better than ever. We're doing great, and they just want more and more use of this wastewater treatment facility. So they did award a grant, or not a grant, but a contract for $65 million. They currently have $40 million designated because one of the things that happened after the COVID and everything is that the prices went up.
Yeah.
So they have had to, the money they had set aside was not quite going to be enough. So now they're realizing prices are not going to go down. They're going to have to go ahead and figure out a way to do this on the money that they have. And try to get the rest through grants or impact fees or other mechanisms.
You know, it's not to be too obvious about it, but we all just take for granted that you can go sit down and take care of stuff and that whatever happens is going to be taken care of. There is a lot of planning and money and grants and stuff that goes into this, whether it's Escambia County with ECUA or Milton with their treatment plan or Gulf Breeze. I mean, you know, that's a very big, difficult thing. And nobody wants to think about it, but nobody wants the problems to come from people not thinking about it. So that's really good news for the city.
Listen, water is huge mm-hmm. in every aspect. We cover water in some way every week, whether yep. it's septic sewer or it's wastewater or it's, you know, drinking water. I mean, it is always something about water.
Absolutely.
And I did not realize how important water was until we started looking at how many times we cover water. It's,
yep.
it's huge. It's the biggest thing ever.
Absolutely agree. Live Oak contest. What's this all about? That's going on?
Yeah, so this is where the Gulf Reef Area Historical Society is trying to have a contest, trying to raise awareness and also raise some money to help them restore the Benson home as a museum about Gulf Reef. And one of the things they wanted to do was have a contest to see who had the largest oak tree on a residential lot, live oak tree, or who had the most. And this is not just in Gulf Reef, but it's also in the 32563 zip code.
Okay.
So, and they also have categories for adults and also for children to participate and win awards. And, of course, it's all just for fun and just trying to identify these trees and also, you know, honor the trees. So they've already had a lot of people who in the conservation area have, you know, have been excited about them bringing attention to the value of trees.
No, it's very cool. I love this contest idea. You've also got stuff in the paper about the beach volleyball team, number one in Florida, the lacrosse team for boys, number two in the state, splashes inside, and there's always so much stuff in the newspaper. Published every Thursday, Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News and gives us a little peek inside ahead of time. Lisa, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you so much, Andrew. I hope to see you in the breeze.